Hello and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and thank you so much for joining us here today. And if you have a teen in the house, or you know a teen, or you're a grandparent of a teen, or you have a niece that's a teen, you probably, and I say girl because I suspect this is definitely a girl book, but you never know. Boys read them too. My guest, Deb Colletti, has written a new book. I think this is like her 9th or 10th, so she's really up there in books, and she writes them for teens, and this one is The Last Forever, a bittersweet novel about first love and loss by the beloved. It's a really poignant, sad, but very inspiring and rather enlightening book. And I want to welcome Deb Colletti to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Hi, Shannon. I'm great. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You have won the National Book Award finalist for Honey Baby Sweetheart, which was one of your many books. And how many is that? How many have you written?
Good question. I have to count myself. Let's see. This is my 10th young adult novel.
Wow.
I had a novel for adults come out last year called He's Gone. And my second novel for adults will be coming out next year.
Wow. Okay. You are busy writing, aren't you?
Pretty much a book a year.
Yeah. Wow. That's why you are an award-winning author. And these books are, by the way, they're published by Simon & Schuster, and they're beautifully written. And tell us about The Last Forever, which is your newest book for the teens, for the young readers.
Yeah. Thank you. And they actually also have quite a large adult audience is happening
okay.
In YA more and more now. But The Last Forever is about a girl and her father and kind of a quirky San Juan Island town. And they go on a mission to save a rare dying plant that had belonged to the young girl's mother. But more than that, it's really a book about imperfect love and loss, what lasts. And it's a features one of the most intriguing locations that I've written about yet, which is the global seed vault in the Arctic.
Oh, wow. Don't even know what the global seed vault?
It is actually, the book sort of was inspired when my husband showed me a picture of this place and said, oh, you'll like this, and you could tell he knew me well. The image itself was a triangle of iron kind of embedded in the side of a snowy mountain. And it is actually such an amazing place. It's where they store, and they now store about 3 million seeds so that civilization can start anew in the event of global
disaster. Oh, yes, I have heard about this.
Yeah.
I have. Yes. No, that's very fascinating. Is this where she finds her first love?
Well, not there in this. It's really in this
town,
the San Juan Island town. Mm. Yeah. But seeds play a really important role in the story. And each chapter kind of starts with a little piece of some kind of fascinating or humorous or you know, directly relating to the plot or character in the story about.
So every single one of us is a seed, and we all have a story to tell, and we all grow, and we all flourish, that sort of thing?
Yeah. There's a lot of themes just mm-hmm. about, you know, really about resilience.
Yeah.
And, you know, hanging in.
You know, you mentioned that
the
these are also, sorry, you mentioned that these are also read by grown-ups. And I can understand that. I mean, this is something I would take with me for a summer read on the beach. I mean, you know, those are wonderful times to read about it, and it's very universal. I mean, I have, you know, read part of the book, and it's not just for teens. I have an 18-year-old who would love this, but, you know, I would love it along with her. So there's a lot to learn about this. You write about people, you write about loss, you write about love, you write about all those things, and as you mentioned, the seeds that probably have a gift for us somewhere, right?
Yeah, most definitely. And probably a good, maybe a good half of my audience are adults, and sometimes I also read them with their teen in mother-daughter book clubs and
that's a good idea.
But most adults relate to a lot of the themes that are in my books. Love and figuring it all out and, you know, being human beings in a
Are they making any of your books
world.
Are they making any of your books into movies yet?
Well, there's been little rumblings here and there, but nothing quite firmed up.
Well, you can speak about it here, and maybe put could put the seed out.
This is one book that is absolutely, this is one cinematic book. this particular one, The Last Forever.
The Last Forever. Well, as I said, you can put the seed out there to movie companies that they can hear us and
they can hear us and
make it out there. I mean, this is definitely. I mean, I suspect it would be a bit of a chick flick, but guys kind of like chick flicks too. So
that's right.
Yeah. So this is your 10th book. Where do you sell these books? I mean, where do teens find them? Obviously, in every bookstore and things like that. But in the young readers.
Yeah. Online, yeah. And again, and my adult novel is also in, you know, mm-hmm. regular fiction section. So yeah, just about anywhere you'll find the book, you'll find mine.
Well, we're coming up to summer, so I think this is a great book to give any teen and their mom, you know, this book so that they can read it together, which I think is a wonderful idea. I could do definitely that with my daughter, The Last Forever, although it's a bit sad because the mom dies, and I'm not giving anything away.
Well,
that's in the very beginning.
I hope it's a kind of a make you laugh, make you cry.
Right.
Make you think sort of book.
Make you think and make you hopeful. We have to wrap it up, but thank you so much, Deb Coletti, for joining us. The book is The Last Forever. Again, everything is on Shannon's Corner, so if you're in the car, just go to Shannon's Corner, click there, and there's a hot link right to Deb's website and anything else you hear on Shannon's Corner. Thank you so much for joining us today, and until next time, don't forget to make good choices.